Good morning. We're starting, we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, Chayal Hilchos Shabbos, and we're starting Klaches, which is the halachas of Maariv, Motzei Shabbos, and Havdalah. So, Ma'achrim Tfilas Arbis can lohoisik Mechal Ol HaKadosh. The same way there's a mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos, an Arab Shabbos, a person is supposed to start Shabbos early, like we spoke about. There's also a mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. So, therefore, even though theoretically a person can start Tfilas Arbis, by a certain time, by Tetzach HaChobim, person that then waits a little bit before they start davening Maariv. We will see in the next siman that a person actually can daven Maariv on Shabbos itself. I mean, even though that is true, that's only in a situation where a person is an onus, and otherwise a person should not daven Maariv on Shabbos itself, and since we're being moisiv from the Chol onto the Kurdish to extend Shabbos a little more, so that Maariv, which is a statement that it's already Chol, would be inappropriate to do under those circumstances. So included in this dinner for Sabbath Shabbos, the person cannot do Malacha. So what point in time can a person do Malacha on Motzei Shabbos? Ad sheyiru gimel kachabim ketanim ritzufim v'lo mefuzarim. So the Ikra's man of Tesu Kachavim is Gimel Kachavim Beinonim. So three medium-sized stars. We live in many areas where there's light pollution. We don't see many stars. A place where there'd be no light pollution. So the sky fills with many, many, many stars, thousands of stars. But first, the larger stars are visible, the brighter stars, in other words. As the sun sets, as the light fades, the brighter stars are visible first, then the medium lit stars, and then eventually even the small stars, which have very little light, are visible. So the Iker Zman of Tesha Kochavim is Gimel Kochavim Beinonim. However, we're not sure exactly what Beinonim is. So if we wait till Gimel Kochavim Ketanim. So because of the suffix of Shabbos, we would wait till Gimel Kochavim Ketanim. That's nothing to do with the Tosef Shabbos. But when you say Gimel Kochavim Ketanim, so that could be spread out throughout the sky. We add on for Tosef Shabbos that not only do we need Gimel Kochavim Ketanim, three small stars, but they have to be near each other, Ritzufim. They have to be in the same area of the sky. So that doesn't happen until more light fades, that you start seeing all of the stars, even the ones next to each other. So we wait till Gimel Kochavim Ketanim Ritzufim V'lo Mefuzarim. So why do we need Gimel Kochavim Ketanim? So we're not sure exactly what Beinonim is. We're not sure exactly. Therefore, once we have Gimel Kochavim Ketanim, so we feel confident that these are for sure at least Beinonim. One way to understand it. Another way to understand it is actually, once you see the Ketanim, you can tell next to the Ketanim that you have Beinonim, what's called Beinonim. So you can't really tell. Maybe these stars that we're seeing are really large stars. Well, once you see the next stage of stars, and you can compare them and say, well, therefore, either the stars you're seeing now are the Beinonim, or the stars you saw before are the Beinonim. So you feel confident you have Beinonim. And we're not sure exactly how close it's with Sufim. So we just make sure they're really, really close. And Mitam Tosef Shabbos. So that helps if a person is able to visualize stars in the sky. If it's a cloudy day, so you're not able to visualize stars in the sky. In that situation, a person should wait till he feels confident. He has no suffix. What time is it? It's clearly way beyond the time that the stars would have been visible had it not been cloudy, and then he can do malacha. So the Mishnah points out, let's say a person has a clock, and the night before it was clear, and he was able to visualize the stars, and he glanced at the clock, and he saw what time that was. So the night before, he went outside and saw the stars, so he could say Kriya Shema. He wanted to check what time. Walked outside, and the stars are out, and it's he looked at the clock, and it was 8:30. So the next night, he could look at the clock and say, well, it's 8:30. So I can assume that the darkness, the level of darkness last night is the same as tonight. So you can use that and rely on the, even though he does not visualize the stars, But he can rely on the clock to give us this calculation. Now, because of the fact that we have difficulty visualizing stars nowadays because of the light pollution, we in general work on the information which tells us that the sun goes below the horizon a certain amount. And based on that, we assume that the sky has reached a certain level of darkness and that stars would be visible. And therefore, we base our right to do malacha based on the clock. But we see over here from the Chayyim that wasn't necessarily the procedure historically in Klal Yisrael. Even in the time of the Chazon Ish in Eretz Yisrael, he used to pass on Motzei Shabbos based on the stars. With all of his knowledge of the math and astronomy and the times, he still used the actual sighting of the stars as the way to calculate Motzei Shabbos. Have a good day.